here with the dragons, are we back up in here? Spit fire from the back of your ears, coming straight from the belly of the beast that's in the back of your ear, whispering shit that's got you clapping your rear. This panic and fear is damaging. Radical stages of behavior that's got you on a scat eating, looking for the big body. What is going on, wrestling fans? We are back with another episode of We Are the Universe featuring the NXT UK weekly review. I'm your host this week, Brent Caldwell. Kyle West is not here. He was either abducted by aliens or stubbed his toe. I'm not sure, but hopefully we'll be back as a duo again next week. Flying solo here from across the Atlantic this week, so this is going to be very interesting. It will be me conversing with myself. So once again, thank you for dealing with an American's perspective on British wrestling. We will do our best and try to get through it. Really quick, a recap from last week. You may have noticed that we did not have an NXT UK episode out last week. There were a number of complications in both Kyle's week and my week. I was not even in my home state of Michigan. I was out of town with family on vacation in Arizona, which is actually a really beautiful part of the country. There's a lot of crap going on in the United States right now. It's just a lot of senseless violence and a lot of, bad politics and just egregious violence and just bad stuff all around. But Arizona was beautiful. Saw the Grand Canyon for the first time. I recommend it to anybody who has never been to check it out at least once in their lifetime. You can't even, the photos don't do it justice, and neither even really does looking at it, because you sort of lose your depth perception while you're staring off into this seemingly endless void. The only time that it really kind of was brought into perspective was when I was just staring into the distance and saw a helicopter flying through the canyon, and the helicopter was barely visible right in front of me because it was so tiny, because it was far away. But anyway, so that was a fun time, but we're back now to business as usual here to talk about NXT UK. So a really quick recap from last week. We began with a promo from Imperium, which was quickly interrupted by Tyler Bate. And after quite a scuffle, the match was immediately made. It's going to be Tyler Bate challenging Walter at TakeOver Cardiff for the NXT UK Championship. So we kicked the show off, and the first show from the second set of Plymouth tapings kicked it right off with an important in-ring segment and having a possibly main event, probably main event, NXT UK Championship match booked on the spot. So we were off and running. And then kind of a bit of an uneventful episode as far as wrestling was concerned. Gallus, Mark Coffey and Wolfgang defeated Sam Stroker and Lewis Howley. Enhancement talent, and then Rhea Ripley defeated Danny Luna, another enhancement talent. One thing I did want to point out about Rhea Ripley's match is that even though she was working with enhancement talent and it was a complete get over match for her, Rhea Ripley is so good at selling for other people, even when they are like half her size. She just does such a great job of making the fight look so believable, and it's another part of why I absolutely love Rhea Ripley, and I feel like she is 100% a future legend. And then in our main event, Alexander Wolf, representing Imperium, defeated Jordan Devlin. It's kind of an odd pairing. I'm not sure if they are trying to maybe tease a Jordan Devlin face turn, or perhaps even just try it out, get their feet wet on a Jordan Devlin face run or not, but definitely an interesting pairing. And again, Alexander Wolf went over. So last week's episode, three matches, three heels went over. So I don't know if that's ever happened before on the show, if there's been an all heels running the table with all the matches, so to speak. But it did happen last week. So On to this week. This week's episode, the second episode from Plymouth, from the second set of Plymouth tapings. We opened with an excellent tribute to the late Harley Race. A lot of times they will just kind of put up a graphic with the person's image and just, you know, date of birth, date of death and whatnot. But they actually did like a whole, I think it was like a whole minute long tribute video highlighting Race's career, particularly his time in WWE, showing some various championship victories, a few little clips from some noteworthy matches, his time as King in WWF at the time when he was managed by Bobby the Brain Heenan, and then also showing some of the some stuff from when he was managing wrestlers in WCW, such as Vader. So that was a really cool tribute, really awesome to see. Harley Race, an absolute legend in professional wrestling, had a long and amazing career, 7-time world champion. We definitely miss Harley Race. Moving on though, to the action, we, kick things off with a match, and it is Noam Dar versus Ashton Smith. And I noticed that, as Ashton Smith is making his entrance and the crowd is going whoop with him, Noam Dar was sticking his pinkies in his ears, annoyed by the music. This is a good little match, fast pace, good action. A spot that I particularly was digging was when Noam Dar had Ashton Smith in an armbar, and Smith was trying to work out of it and went for a kick up or nip up or kip up, and Dar just grabbed the arm, held on, and blocked the move from even happening. They went back and forth a little bit. Dar, classic heel move, faked an eye injury. He seems to just always have something up his sleeve every single week, and it's always very entertaining and good stuff. He fakes an eye injury, lures Smith in, catches him. They worked back and forth a little bit. Dar continued to concentrate on Smith's arm, and then later on in the bout, Smith actually played possum, turned it around on Dar, which was a brilliant move. And he almost caught him with a small package, but Dar kicked it too. And then after a nice sequence of moves, Noam Dar caught Ashton Smith with the Nova Roller, got the 1-2-3. Noam Dar continues his winning ways on NXT UK. And then from there, before we go to the next segment, Dar had an in-ring promo with Rozzy, talking about his big, fat, delicious NXT UK contract, and referencing again his big golden boots, saying that allegedly his spot on the TakeOver Cardiff show would be guaranteed, and says thank you, bye bye, and leaves the ring. So then we cut backstage and we see Tyler Bate leaving a, it seemed to be maybe an on-site doctor, something like that. He let us know that Trent Seven was not cleared to compete, but that he is healthy. And he was straight and to the point, says he's going to beat Walter at TakeOver and become the first 2-time NXT UK champ. Digging the Evolution poster behind Tyler Bate as well. That was that's a nice touch. Probably... That must have been, well, they might have even pointed out, I think that was actually filmed at the Performance Center. Sorry, I literally just watched the episode, took as many notes as I could, and we're going for it here. I took way more notes than I normally do, knowing that this is going to be a solo show. So forgive me if I overlook something, just at me on Twitter or something and let me know I overlooked something or said something wrong or whatever, or just give me shit. It's fine. From there, we had a SummerSlam ad. We don't talk main roster here very much, but this SummerSlam pay-per-view, I don't know what everybody else's thoughts are, but SummerSlam is shaping up to be a really good show, in my opinion. It looks like there's going to be 3 or 4 women's matches. All of the matches have a significant story behind them for the most part. A lot of good build-up. It seems like it's going to be a really good pay-per-view. At least on paper, it's a good pay-per-view. And the Toronto TakeOver has an awesome card. with a lot going on. And again, in two women's matches on a takeover for the first time in, I think, 2 or 3 years. So that's really cool, too. So looking forward to that pay-per-view this weekend. Let us know if you're going to be tuning in. All right, next is a grizzled young veterans promo. The classic Zach Gibson bit. I love that they continue to come out every single week and basically do the same thing and continue doing the same thing to just drive it home. This is going to be one of those things that gets to the point where, like with the New Age Outlaws back in the day, where you could recite the entire segment in the beginning, or like the New Day and their entrance in modern times, the way you could just say the entire thing. My name is Zach Gibson. This man is James Drake. Together we are Grizzled Young Veterans, the first NXT UK Tag Team Champions, soon to be recognized as the most prestigious champions anywhere. Something like that. I can't do it as good as he can, but that's all right. People were taking their shoes off. Somebody was asking where their stereo is. I wish Kyle was here so I could ask him what that meant. I mean, I know it's insinuating that somebody stole the man's car stereo, but I'm wondering why exactly. Is this like a Liverpool thing? Is this just another, is this something else I just don't get because I'm in the United States and we don't know things? Let me know if somebody knows where that bit came from, but that was some funny stuff. Phenomenal promo here, and the tag champs are immediately interrupted by Gallus, who come out to stake their claim. They want a tag team championship match, and this is a real interesting pairing because of the fact that it's two heel teams. It almost seems like the crowd doesn't really know which way to take this at first, like if they want to cheer Gallus, if they want to cheer Grizzled Young Veterans, if they don't really want to cheer either of them, so they're kind of unsure. But as we're rolling, all of a sudden, South Wales Subculture comes out, which makes me really happy because this was part of my TakeOver fantasy card, was that I said that they were going to be in the Tag Team Championship match. And it looks like that is exactly what we are going to be building towards. Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster think that they can beat both of these teams. And Zach Gibson says the most reasonable thing he's probably ever said in a promo. Tells them, everybody, that they need to earn their shot and that at the end of the day, Johnny Saint makes the matches, which is true. They can't just make matches because they want to. It has to be approved or booked by the commissioner. So I like that we stuck with that. And as we see later in the show, these teams are going to have to earn their spots, as are a few other people. Now we got the TakeOver hype video. We see some of the NXT UK superstars training, getting ready for the show. And it was really great to see Killer Kelly featured in this because she's a terrific talent. Hasn't really been used for much of anything. I'm definitely never going to call her enhancement talent, but I don't know that she's won a match on NXT UK TV. But she usually is at every taping, though, and she's been a mainstay from the beginning of the show. So good to see her featured here. Other superstars who had a soundbite or two were Rhea Ripley, Nina Samuels, Zaya Brookside, Travis Banks, Mark Andrews, and I believe there were a few others. But hopefully that means that all of these people are going to be on the show, either a pre-show or the main show. I suppose if it's a pre-show match, that will be just what we see on NXT UK TV the following week. But cool to see that they kind of showcased a few like mid-card talents and whatnot. So that was awesome. Still backstage, Travis Banks and Southwell Subculture both coming and going out of Johnny Saint's office, and it turns out that they are going to in fact have to earn their spots. And it turns out that Noam Dar was completely BSing us about his guarantee to be on the TakeOver Cardiff card. He's going to also have to earn his spot. So it looks like we might be looking at some sort of Noam Dar-Travis Banks match, either to earn some sort of spot on the show, or maybe they'll actually even just end up having that match on the show. I think that would be a really great match. So I'm looking forward to seeing it whenever it does in fact happen, because they've sprinkled a little bit of it out there for us, just, you know, kind of whet the appetite for that to happen. So Southwell Subculture also are going to have to earn their spot on TakeOver, but they're excited about it, and we're going to find out a little bit later what the first step is going to be for them to earn their spot. I like that. I think that it's nice to not see somebody just ask for a match and they get the match, or ask for a certain opponent, they get the opponent. Let's go ahead and let's have everybody earn their spot, so to speak. I like it. That helps make every single match mean that much more, both the matches building up to the big show and the matches on the big show as well. So I dig that. On to our second match, tag team action. We've got Ginny and Jazzy against Zaya Brookside and Piper Niven. So this is going back a while now. This feud has been building up and building up for a few months now. And this is a quick-paced match. We started off with Zaya and Ginny. And Ginny charged at Zaya, and Zaya just hit a beautiful dropkick. Just absolutely picture-perfect dropkick. Started pounding away with some forearms, got her into the corner, and just quick tags back and forth. The faces are just kind of dominating right away. But then Ginny did manage to hit a flying head scissor on Zaya, which shot her into the heel corner. Zaya kind of backs up, a little bit intimidated by Jazzy, because Jazzy is a big, strong woman and can hurt people. And that was the distraction that it took for the heels to take over. And they just kind of dominate Zaya for a minute or two, cut the ring in half, good classic heel work. And then almost out of nowhere, go right to the Piper hot tag spot. And the pace of this match was so frantic that you could sort of tell like something was going to happen. And I actually kind of figured it was going to be the Rhea Ripley interference that ends up happening. We'll get to that in a second. Piper deliberately powerbombed Ginny into her own corner, like into the heel corner on purpose, so that Ginny would have to tag Jazzy. And here's a showdown, and it's a strike battle, and it was furious for a moment while it lasted. Zaya actually ends up back in and hit a crossbody onto both her opponents for two. And then at that point was when Rhea Ripley came out to distract Piper and behind the referee's back, because Ginny at that point is also distracting the referee. And Rhea Ripley and Piper Niven brawl backstage all the way up the ramp and all the way back. So now the odds are totally against Zaya. We know she has no real chance, but she does put up a great fight. Hits a beautiful code breaker, a face buster, hits the broken wings in the corner on Ginny. She has her rocked, but Ginny kicks it too, and ends up managing to get a blind tag on Jazzy. The numbers game finally catches up to Zaya, and the heels get the victory via pinfall. So it looks like we're headed for one of two things here at TakeOver Cardiff. Either a Rhea Ripley-Piper Niven match with a rematch with perhaps some kind of stipulation or something, or maybe we'll end up getting Rhea Ripley teaming with Ginny and Jazzy to take on Piper Niven, Zaya Brookside, and Tegan Knox. Because now that Tegan's made her in-ring return on NXT House Show, on the NXT House Show loop, I can't imagine she won't be at TakeOver Cardiff in some capacity. She has to be there. She has to be on the show. It's hometown. The crowd would absolutely go nuts for that. It's got to happen somehow. I mean, I would love to see the Tegan Knox Rhea Ripley match that's sort of been kind of... There's basically so much backstory there because of the Mae Young Classic and what happened there with when Tegan injured her leg for real. That match is just waiting to happen, one-on-one between those two. So I would love to see that, but I think that it deserves some more on-screen build-up. They can't just throw that match together and base it off of something that happened, you know, over a year ago. And now we get the Toni Storm, Kaylee Ray hype video. I believe they played this same video last week, or maybe a similar version of it, but it discusses when Tony and Kaylee Ray first met on the indies. It showed some cool indie footage from Progress Wrestling, maybe even another promotion or two. And they discuss when they first encountered each other and what their impressions were of each other. And they're really, really doing a great job of driving home the fact that this is a long-standing feud. This is not just a brand new thing, that there's a lot of backstory here, and that there is some pretty significant bad blood between the two. The main event levels of hype, honestly, for this one. I could see this one main eventing the show. I don't know that they'll pull the trigger on that, but it was the first match announced for TakeOver Cardiff, so it would be fitting, and it would be awesome to see the women main event that. But we'll see. Time will tell. Really looking forward to the match, though. I know these two can go, and I know that they have great chemistry together, so we'll see. Looking forward to it. After that, we had a Kofi Kingston 24 ad. That looks really, really cool. Probably going to check that out. I love Kofi's run with the WWE Championship. Again, I know we don't really talk main roster very much on here, but I think it just does need to be said. I love Kofi as champ. I think he's had a great run. All of his matches are fantastic, and I think he's just done a great job carrying the championship. I hope that he still has a few more months left in that run. I don't know what's gonna happen with him and Randy Orton at SummerSlam. I'm really looking forward to that match, though. Funny little backstage confrontation. Dragunov was about to be interviewed, and Cassius Ohno just pops into the door, flips the lights on, ruins the whole mood. It's like, oh, was I interrupting something? So, classic stuff. I love the contrast between these two, because Ohno is just such a cocky, arrogant prick of a heel, and Dragunov just so serious and focused and laser vision, and not literally, just, laser focus. And this is a funny little confrontation, and we find out that match is actually going to happen next week. So that's awesome. Looking forward to seeing those two go at it. And then we also find out that Flash Morgan Webster will be battling Mark Coffey next week. So I'm assuming this is going to be part of what helps Southwell subculture get into the triple threat match, or presumably a triple threat match for the tag team titles, because I am assuming it's going to be these three teams at Cardiff for the tag belts. And in that case, Kyle also kind of got this right, because he was seeing a triple threat match for the tag titles as well, and which case you could have one team beat another team and get the titles off of Grizzled Young Veterans without them being involved in the decision. So I guess maybe we were both a little bit right. On to the main event, and it's Bomber Dave Mastiff against Joe Coffey from Gallus. And I think I say it every single time that Dave Mastiff is on the show, but I love the camera work on Dave's entrance when they start down at the feet, and he takes a big step, and the camera just shakes violently, and he does kind of the same thing when he's actually in the ring. I just love it. It just plays up his size and his power so much. And, I mean, some people might think it's kind of goofy, but I really enjoy it. In this match, the bell rang, and they just went for it. Just boom, tackle, slugfest, slugfest, slugfest. It was just awesome seeing these two just wail on each other a little bit in one of the coolest spots I've ever seen, truthfully. Mastiff had Coffey on the ropes in the corner, really, to be specific, and Mastiff was going for a German suplex on Joe Coffey, and Coffey's holding on to the middle turnbuckle pad, and he actually ends up ripping it off of the ropes as Mastiff German suplexes him. And it was an amazing German suplex, too. It just looked so brutal. It just killed it. And that was awesome to see. But this exposed the steel turnbuckle underneath the pad. And right away, Coffey capitalized on that and shoved Mastiff into it. So now After he gets shoved under the exposed steel, that's a nice, believable way for Coffey, I think, to get some heat on Massa, because otherwise it looked like this match was really not going to... It was going to be so hard for one person to get the advantage. They're pretty evenly matched, both big, strong guys, not to encroach on Mustache Mountain and the big, strong boys, but just two... I think a lot of people would say this is a hoss fight. Would be the term that would be used, I think. But just two big, talented guys just beating the crap out of each other. So this is a nice, cool way for Coffey to get an advantage. And you could consider it maybe cheating, but really it was kind of just taking advantage of a situation that developed naturally in the match. Coffey does some arm work on Mastiff. Mastiff starts to fight back. Coffey actually egged him on to fight back, and he hit a nice headbutt. Mastiff with a one-arm slam, but he couldn't capitalize at first. They do eventually, though, start to brawl again. Mastiff starts to get the advantage, and they get to the outside. They're fighting on the apron. Coffey just launches himself. I started to skip ahead. They're fighting on the outside, and this is when Mastiff shot Coffey right into the ring post. It was kind of like a half clothesline into the ring post right in front of Kyle. And then there's a great camera shot as they're standing up, and we see Kyle just out of his seat, getting a good photo, taking advantage of the opportunity. Great seats there, Kyle. Wish I could have joined you. So at this point, we have Dave Mastiff selling... Yeah, I think Nigel was almost trying to say a liver injury. He was putting over like a liver problem. I don't know how you specifically sell a liver, but Mastiff is now at this point selling his ear and selling his equilibrium, which was unreal, just absolutely brilliant. He actually got up onto the top rope almost to try some type of move, and he couldn't keep his balance, and that was like deliberate. It was part of the match, and Mastiff slammed him off. So now we get to the ring apron spot, and Coffey just launched himself at Mastiff right into the ring post. They fell to the ground. Both guys tried really hard to get up, but in a very rare non-finish, both competitors got counted out. You don't see this in NXT UK very often. There's almost always a winner. Even if it's not a decisive victory or a clean victory, there'll be a victory. So that makes me believe that this is far from over and that this could spill over into TakeOver Cardiff. I did on my fantasy card actually have these two against with Walter in a triple threat match for the championship. Doesn't look like we're going that route, but... I could definitely see them meeting at TakeOver. Perhaps Last Man Standing would be an appropriate match for these two because that kind of fits with the storytelling of the match, in my opinion. They were brawling to the outside quite a bit. Neither one could answer a 10 count to get back into the ring. Maybe we'll have a fight to find out which one can answer a 10 count just to get to their feet. I think these two would be perfect for that type of match. I think they could definitely pull it off. And I kind of hope that's what happens. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what happens on these tapings. I've managed to avoid all the spoilers, despite people that I know being at the tapings for Plymouth. So I'm not sure what's ahead, but that is what it looks like we're building towards. So this is a really fantastic episode of the show. This is what we've come to expect from NXT UK every single week. Lots of great action, lots of great story development. I think this is a better episode than last week by far. All the matches really seem to mean something. I'm curious to find out if these matches have been taking place in the order that they happened at the tapings. I'm assuming they did, because things that are developing in the matches in the ring then have subsequent effects on what happens next. So I'm assuming that they did film these matches in the episodic order, if you will. So we'll find out what happens next week. Next week, we already have two announced matches. Dragunov against Cassius Ohno and Flash Morgan Webster against Mark Coffey from Gallus. So we'll be looking forward to those. I'm sure we'll have another match or two on the show next week as well. We'll see what happens in the build between Tyler Bate and Walter. We'll see what else... Very little involvement from Imperium on this show, so I'm sure they will be involved heavily in next week's show. Perhaps we'll see what lies in store for Rhea Ripley and Piper Nevin as well. A lot of stuff going on. TakeOver Cardiff is going to be an amazing show. I can't wait for it. This month of August, this whole month of August is just shaping up to be such a great month for big wrestling shows. You got two TakeOvers and SummerSlam. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. Okay, so I think that's going to wrap it up for this really short and sweet, quick little recap of NXT UK. I hope that you were able to stick with me here and that you enjoyed it. I'm sorry that it's just me talking. But, you know, it's midday over here in the United States. So, you know, a lot of my friends and stuff are like, people are still at work. People just aren't available or whatever because it's not nighttime. But, you know, we did the best we could. We're just trying to keep pumping these episodes out for you guys. We really, really appreciate you tuning in, listening every single week, and supporting us. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show at We Are NXT UK on Instagram and Twitter. And I believe Kyle does, in fact, have that locked down for the Facebook page as well. So follow us on your social media. You can follow Kyle at Kyle Thomas West on Twitter or Instagram. And you can follow me, Brent Caldwell, at Brent FFF on Instagram or Twitter. Oh, hey, I was about to plug my band and I forgot to mention that Mark Andrews, his band Junior, has a new album that just dropped, and I've been listening to that quite a bit lately, and it's really, really good. Like, years ago, I was thinking to myself, better pick one to be, you know, fully committed to wrestling industry or music industry, and then here's Mark Andrews just living the best life. He's got a pretty successful band, and he's had a pretty successful wrestling career that is still getting started. So go Mark Andrews. You do the thing, dude. That's kind of inspiring, to be honest. But okay, so thank you again for listening to this week's podcast. Hopefully we'll be back next week with a two-person crew. If not, we'll do the best that we can. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. We won't see you. You'll hear from us next time. But it'll be great. It'll be fun. Tune in. Thanks.